Yeah.
We'll make it last forever. On and on. On and on and on.
Yeah.
On and on.
Yeah.
We'll make it last forever.
What's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're getting ready to chop up some good game as we always do. Glad to have everybody tuning in this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Let me put on some Mackin music real quick so I can really chop it up and let people know where I'm coming from with this shit. Now, I got my lovely, lovely lady co-host here. Let me get my screens together here because, you know, we filmed this thing live. And let me start letting y'all see who's popping up in this room. Okay, we got the back of Sarah's fucking head right in the camera. All right, there you go. Move right there, baby. Right there. Scoot your chair over. Scoot your chair. You're right. There you go. All right. There you go. Right there. You good to go.
It's uncomfortable, though.
Hold on. Hold on 1 second. They can't hear you. Get this thing together. Say something to Mike, dear.
Something.
There you go. Are you comfortable now?
It's my legs on this desk.
What's wrong with your leg? You said your thighs rubbing together. Stand up for a second. Show the people what you're rocking with today.
My God.
Look at what, turn to the side. Look at what Sarah's rocking. You dig? She got the thigh tattoo. Show them your who the hell is that? Is that damn?
That's my cousin. She committed suicide.
Okay, I hate to hear that.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
We were really, really, really close.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. But yeah. What's going on? Miss Sarah, we got Sarah in the house.
What
say
hello.
Yeah,
that's cute. If I wore that, I would look like a prostitute.
No, no, it's what like the hell?
No, because people that are tall that wear short shorts,
oh yeah,
they look like
their,
you know,
legs are longer,
right?
I
they
get
look it,
it it's
looks
true.
Stylish and like little short girls with that, I would look like I'm
it's
like
true.
Ready to work.
It's the truth. No, really? It's really true.
Thank you.
And no, it's
so you trying to say
line.
You look like a little mini hoe,
right?
Wearing some Daisy Dukes.
No, yes. it's kind of like when girls like her curviness can't wear that Kendall Jenner diamond
nope.
dress,
or if you have really big boobs, same
because
thing.
She's thin, so it doesn't cut her the same as if it would if somebody
right.
was curvy. It would look more revealing.
Yeah, when
so
you're
that's
skinny.
Very true.
When you're skinny, you can wear like little shorts. When you're like.
When yeah. you have model boobs, you can wear anything. When
yeah.
you have big ass titties, you know you can't wear anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, but Layla, how are you, Layla?
I'm good. I got here.
Yes, indeed.
Right. Long day.
Girl, like, yeah. long day.
I'm like, move out my way. Police in the corner, waiting to pull somebody over for speeding.
Girl.
Oh, damn.
My ass just got out of court.
I know. Oh, Sarah Lord. Came in here hella late. She
nigga,
came in here
here
late.
You go. 5 minutes.
Because usually, you early. You be here early
yeah.
eating some damn
when
pretzels
I didn't see
outside.
Her, I was like, what is happening?
I know. I'm like, this shit. Did she get
yeah,
kidnapped?
I know. You called me.
I know. I didn't want to see if your ass was all right.
If I got kidnapped.
Yeah, you know, they kidnapping sisters. I'm like, shit.
Out here? I thought it was just.
DC, cold. Who knows? It might be some
right.
copycat kidnappers. I'm like,
right,
well, shit.
Right.
I'm going to put a damn Amber Alert on that mohawk. She has a blonde mohawk
no.
and some Daisy Dukes on. Y'all help me find
oh,
her.
Lord,
so
oh.
what you go to court for, Sarah?
A former roommate. So you remember my situation?
Yeah.
Like what, 4 or 5 months ago?
Yeah.
So yeah, I had to go to court for that. It's officially over.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good.
I came in with such anxiety because, you know, Tariq, I was going through a lot with
of
that
course,
situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, seeing her face again just made me literally want to rip it apart. And you know, it would piss me off the most that she's like acting like I'm innocent. Like, I don't do anything wrong. And I'm
of
just
course.
Sitting here like, girl, you lucky. You lucky we in this court.
Man, but everything
yeah.
is good.
Yeah,
it's finally,
is good.
Everything's done. I don't ever have to see these people ever again. Thank you.
Good, good.
Did you get your money back? Or?
I can't talk about
oh,
this.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Until
yeah.
3 months from now.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
All right, fam, the phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. That is the number, ladies and gentlemen, 818-850-5404. Call up. Let us know what's on your mind. You know, we filmed some scenes for the movie 1804 this weekend. Had a great time. Sarah was on the set.
I was there. Hey, I was a little, what was I, Tariq? I was a voodoo.
Voodoo.
I was
yeah,
a voodoo
she,
witch.
Yeah, she was getting in.
Sarah
was
saw
getting,
me?
Yeah,
what
Sarah
were you
was
doing?
Getting her voodoo.
We had to act like I was, you know, had the spirits up in me.
Oh.
So I had to act, you
I
know.
Wait.
Do the, like a little African dance.
Yeah, Sarah
no,
was
No, the
in.
Only thing I couldn't deal with, Tariq, is you know how I am. I'm like, hold on. when he was like, all right, take your shoes off. I was like,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, because people didn't want to take their shoes off.
Dirt? What are y'all standing
in? Girl, we're standing in the woods.
We were in the woods. We were in the forest,
in the woods. Barefoot.
Oh, come on. Well, so that's one of the actors from the thing.
Oh, oh, they're here? Are they coming?
He's picking up a shirt or dropping off a shirt. What's up, fam? All
right.
What's going on? Is Lena
in this
film? I know
him.
Yeah. My brother was on the set.
What's he going? Was the one standing next to me
in the
voodoo.
Yeah, my brother was in a whole
bunch
of scenes.
I'm mad I missed
you. We had a good time.
Oh, and the food was amazing.
Wasn't the food banging?
I
told you.
Everybody.
We had gourmet Caribbean food. That food was off the chain. Grill Freshie, that was our caterer. And the food was excellent.
I was scared when she said, I got here late. And I was like, dang, if she's late, I'm not getting there for 2 hours.
Tariq,
you had time.
I can't believe you told me to. I really
because I didn't want you
some ass.
Because you would have been sitting around waiting and complaining and all
I
that shit. You would have been. You would have been. Because there were some people who were mad and complaining because they were sitting there so long.
But that's
I don't think
is.
I would because I've done this before. I've shot things before.
Oh, there you
cute.
Go. My man.
Who is that?
This is my brother. This is my brother right here. Can we see him on film? My brother right here, he was in the movie. He makes the shirts right here.
Oh, those are, I want one.
Oh, yeah.
Can I get a shirt?
Man, I got you. Wait, hold on. You come up here in that.
I didn't know my brother. I didn't know you were coming.
Come up here with one little baby shirt. Right.
Yeah.
With Tariq.
Yeah.
What else for his daughter? Cause she
okay.
Yeah.
Whose daughter?
My daughter. She was on the set.
That's right. Yeah, she was.
Yes. Yeah. My man right here, he played a Haitian rebel. He was whooping ass on set. He was getting it in, man.
I'm so jealous. I wanted to beat someone up.
I wanted you in some of them dudes. Y'all were beating them damn French dudes up for real, low key.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, somebody had a busted lip.
Oh, no.
Dang.
Man.
Y'all I seen like 3 white dudes. That's it.
There was a gang of white people there.
Oh, I just saw the ones that came into the trailer we were in. What's the one that, not the one you and your wife were in, the other one. And there was only 3 of them. And I'm like, where the rest of them?
Oh, it was a whole bunch of them. They were there. It was a whole bunch of them. Brother, what's your website so I can let people know how to hit you up?
It's
GiftedHandles.com. GiftedHandles.com. Get some of my brother's t-shirts, man.
I
started to wear one of your, I had one of your I Reign Supreme t-shirts earlier.
That's my wife. My wife is the I Reign Supreme.
Okay.
It's always you.
It's always me. What the fuck is this?
No.
All right, y'all talk among yourselves. Talk among
Why? I'm just mad that you brought that little one shirt.
The one shirt?
And you know we do this every Tuesday.
He came up here with one shirt.
What happened was.
Right. Black folks always do that.
He was the one that we was complaining about our feet in the dirt.
Oh, your feet was in the dirt too?
Yeah, we had the same scene.
How are you looking right now?
Girl, I was scared.
Tariq, you got insurance. You got these people in the dirt and leaves and trees. No,
yeah.
Wait.
I'm just messing with you, Tariq.
What's your feet? Did you go home and wash your feet?
Of course.
Yeah.
You're going to have to stay outside.
Exactly.
Yo.
All right, y'all. But, yo, we're going to get your website out one more time, brother. GiftedHandles.com. Say it on the mic because we can't.
GiftedHandles.com. Hit me up. I'm the best out here for basketball training, kids, adults. Come and check me out.
What
no
age?
Doubt.
My what
Instagram
age
is A3 Presidential, and I start at 5-year-olds and up.
Hello. Hey.
You got so
That's
much
so
going
cool.
on
I have
today.
I have a 5-year-old.
You do?
I do.
I didn't know he was 5.
Yeah, he's 5.
I thought he was younger, like 3.
Did y'all park in somebody's parking space? Anybody?
No, I'm parked across the street.
What?
Did you park in somebody's parking space?
Mm-mm.
No, we didn't. All right. There's a lot of activity in this.
Yeah, I'm going to say, what's going on with you
we
today?
We're doing a radio show.
All right, brother. Thank you, brother.
Bye.
Bye. See you later. Bye. Yeah, I'm going to get your info.
I got it. No, I got his Instagram.
You got his Instagram? Okay.
Yeah, I do. Right.
Yeah, I'm going to get my son in that. I want to get him in something.
Yeah, most definitely. I got you.
Absolutely.
No
okay.
Doubt.
All right.
All right, but thank you so much, brother. All right.
We got parking spot.
Can we get it together
everything.
Today?
I know. We got every goddamn thing.
I know.
Going
Lena
on today.
Turned around. Her big booty. I was distracted.
I
was like, I never noticed it was that big.
Oh,
like,
look, my butt is not that big, y'all.
Mine just shrunk.
Uh-oh. No, it didn't.
No, yes, it did.
Mine's big a little bit.
No, like, okay. The first thing that gains, my booty.
Twerk a little bit.
The first thing that lose, my booty.
Everybody loses their butt.
First.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Every girl.
Man,
I lost mine. I lost my girl. I was weighing like 115. Now I weigh like 130.
My
wow.
goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Man, let's see who's on the phone.
Let's
we got a lot of folks calling. A lot of folks are calling. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello, this is Raheem from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Raheem, how you doing, Raheem?
Going good, man. I called in a couple weeks back about me moving on to my side chick, making it my main chick.
Okay, and what happened with that situation?
That ain't go so good.
Oh, damn. What happened?
Yeah, because now I feel like the side nigga.
Oh, now you feel like the side nigga.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Why y'all saying uh-huh?
That's funny.
I got a dilemma for real, but I got a dilemma. And I really need your advice.
Go ahead.
Okay, so what's going on is I've been talking with this chick for a good minute. We got good history. 8 months. You know, I think I may love her. I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
But I end up meeting another chick when me and my last chick got into it, right? And what it is I really like both of the chicks, you know, but I'm so undecided of what I should do because the new chick, you know, she has everything, the car, the apartment, all that. And the chick I'm with now, we steady arguing and going through it, but I feel like I love her. I don't know what should I do, man.
Well, what's more practical and what's more important to you, you know? Because sounds like with the other chick, y'all arguing and all this old bullshit, and you just like the adventure of the button of heads. A lot of times people get addicted to just button heads with people in relationships and there's nothing really there. So,
yeah.
But the other chick, there seems like more stability there. And Negroes, we got this thing where we don't like no stability. When we see some damn stability, we run from that shit. That's like, uh-oh, danger.
I don't want to be a male gold digger now.
It's not about being a gold. It's not about being a gold digger. You deal with somebody who had themselves together. It doesn't have to be all about you using them. It's all about you and that person building together. They bring something to the table, you bring something to the table, and you become a power couple. You become the little Will and Jada of the hood. You understand? It's not about gold digging.
Yeah.
See, the thing is,
you think it's kind of shady?
You think it's shady?
My chick that got more stuff than her, you don't think that's kind of shady?
I don't get what you're saying. What's shady?
I said, the chick that I'm talking to now, do you think it's messed up if I stop talking to her and move on to the next chick because she has these things? What do you think, that's a little shady?
No, it's not about you moving on to the next chick just because she has things. You don't want to be that dude. I mean, there has to be something more to the relationship. Her having things should be like the icing on the cake. You understand?
Let's just say the new girl makes you feel like Usher and the old chick makes you feel like Jody the baby.
Goodbye.
Boy.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
So how she make you feel like Usher? You want to take your shirt off and dance in the rain? I mean, what are
you going to do? Dance in the rain.
Please let him go to
this
the
rain. This nigga right here. Nigga.
He said, oh my god.
This
get out of here, you damn nigga.
Get out of here, nigga.
Let him go.
All right. This nigga talking about
girl,
like Usher.
I am so over that.
This neat.
What's up with that, Tariq?
These dudes out here confused.
But yeah,
they are nowadays.
So tell me why do you think younger guys think that way? Like, he's basically saying I'm gonna be with her because she has things, and then he brought up gold digger, and I'm thinking, but you ain't got no gold digger.
Exactly.
Like,
you know what the problem is? A lot of young dudes today were raised by young single mothers, and these niggas have that young single mother mentality. You understand? That's what it is. They don't know how to think like a dude. They don't know how to think logically. They always think in terms of how can I use sex to get something from somebody. Damn. They think in those terms. Mm. And that's the problem with a lot of these dudes. You know, like I was talking about this on my Sunday's Ustream show when we were filming this weekend. Little moist dudes on the set. Bye-bye, sweetie. Come say what's up to everybody, Lena.
Why are you leaving? Girl, you look cute like that.
I know. Let her get on the mic real quick. Show a little green outfit.
You. Oh, you got your nails painted.
I got it. My friend just opened up a salon. So
you don't like getting your nails done?
Well, she's an actress.
Oh, yeah, they don't like that.
Get on the mic,
they
Lena.
They don't like that, yeah.
Hey, guys.
What's going on, beloved?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Miss Lena was holding it down on the set.
I was.
Yes, she was this weekend. The old sugar daddy fire marshal was trying to holler at her.
Listen, it was too many people coming at me. I had the lesbian chick.
Yeah, we had a stud. Yeah.
Oh, that's too much.
The, That stud, yeah.
Like, I was like,
the stud was trying to holler. That was funny.
Yeah, I saw that.
There was no lines.
Oh, man. But I love it when the sugar daddy old fire marshal was trying to holler because he was letting us slide with a lot of shit, which was good.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was cool.
He was real cool. Lena was batting them eyes at his ass. He's like, y'all go ahead and film, but don't light no fires over there in the bushes. Yeah, she was batting her eyes at his ass, making him cooperate.
I was just trying to make sure he ain't shut us down.
Exactly.
Do what you got to do, girl.
Right.
Now, the other one, that other fire marshal.
He was not playing.
At all.
He didn't give a damn who I was. Wow. Where's your call sheet? Where is this? Where is that? And who are you?
Exactly. Wow. The batting of the eyes wasn't working with him. That was Fire Marshal Bill in real life.
Damn, the same guy didn't come back?
No, it was a different dude the other day. We couldn't even turn the cameras on without the water truck.
Was it the white dude?
Yeah.
Black guy was real cool.
He was cool.
He was like, listen, I don't see anything, so I'm not even going to like bother y'all.
Hell yeah. He was like, hey, darling, how you doing? I'm going to let y'all slide.
Because he kept asking, like, well, what do you really do? I was like,
wait,
I'm
girl.
An actress. What do you mean? I'm a producer. He was like, yeah, okay.
He's like,
what do you do by night?
He's like, look, I make pretty good money as a fire marshal.
Oh, he's like, I'm pretty sure I seen you twerking somewhere.
No, he ain't never seen me twerking. This one, I ain't got time for that.
Well, his little sugar daddy spirit, he like, you don't really need to work if you fuck with me.
Sugar daddy
spirit. Man. Oh, but anyway,
we had a great time, though.
We had a great time.
Like,
it was a lot of fun.
I actually enjoy working with you, Tariq.
You did?
Yeah.
You thought it was going to be fucked up working with me?
I like to see how people work. Like, I'm very observant, so I wanted to see how you work. But I'm like, okay, he know his stuff.
Oh, yeah. Our shit was together.
That's why when I left, I was like, well, we got more projects. We're working on more projects.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
Was that the last day of filming? Or
no, we have another day.
Yeah, we got another day on the 8th. Yeah.
Okay, which was I want to go. I'm going to go for real.
We don't need.
Just come.
Oh, you don't need me, though.
We
come and hang out, though.
Yeah, just come check it. Come kick it and chill.
Yeah. I was coming for food anyway. I really wasn't coming to be in it. I seriously wasn't.
Food. Shout out to Grill Fresh.
Yes. That food was excellent there.
They are amazing.
That was my first food truck experience in LA.
Girl, really?
Oh, yeah.
They're big out here. That's all they do out here. Yeah.
I know. She was telling me that.
That's all we do.
That's all I do. Thursdays,
I'm
at a food truck.
They have some good
Where
ones.
Where did you say again?
It's one in North Hollywood right next to the Magnolia Park.
Okay.
It'd be like 10 food trucks out
Yeah, there. All in a row. Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah,
Maybe I'll say his name Thursday.
No.
We can't hear you. Y'all talking and having regular fucking conversation. We can't hear
shit.
Pass that goddamn mic over.
You got a janky radio station here.
No.
We got to share one damn
mic. Hell no.
Janky.
Your own radio station. Huh? How you going to talk about your own show?
I know. It's your show. You're on it.
Tariq said he was going to get another mic. I'm waiting. And another headset, too.
But you got to talk in both of them motherfuckers. You don't be talking in them. You act like you at the crib. Be eating. What y'all doing?
Yeah, where's your food at? Where's your food?
Oh, I drank it.
Oh, you drank it?
Mm-hmm.
What, a protein shake? Okay.
All right.
Well, I should be stepping.
No, I was juicing.
All right, let's see who's on
the
phone.
I'm going to Instagram in a second. Tariq.
That's cool. You can do that.
I don't want to.
What's up? Who's calling?
Let him know.
Hi, this is Christian from Detroit.
Hey, Christian from Detroit. How are you?
Hi. I have a question for everyone.
Yes.
Is it how do you guys feel about a woman approaching the man versus the man approaching the woman?
Mm. Oh, how do y'all feel about it, ladies? Because I feel cool about it.
I don't do that.
I would never do that. Let me tell you what I will do. I'm not going to go and be like, hey, what's your number? I'm just going to go wear the tightest pants that I can possibly wear. Go sit next to him and just kind of wag my booty in his face, and then he'll come.
And make him chew.
Right.
Layla is crazy.
Not wag that ass. Right. You don't wag that ass on him.
Feel bad for not approaching the guy.
No, the ladies are right to a certain degree. Women
trying to figure out if something was wrong with that.
No. It's I've had women approach me and I was cool. I respected the grind. You know what I'm saying? But I get where the ladies are coming from. The ladies are saying sometimes you give guys nonverbal cues.
Yes, I agree to that. Let them know you're interested, but I would never go up to him and say, hey, what's up? Let me get your number. Like, hell no.
Never in life.
No, you ain't got to do all that, but.
Oh, no. You know, but you I let them know dude, I'm interested.
Yeah, you right. go out. Oh, yeah. You show them little Daisy Dukes.
right.
And give a nigga a little eye contact. He knows what's up.
Yeah.
What do you look like, young lady?
I follow you on Instagram.
What's your Instagram? I be making y'all Instagram famous, by the way.
You said you make them.
Well, hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Because the girl yesterday, I was on my other show, and she got like 500 new followers on her thing when she was on the show. What's, hold on, let me find it. It's taking forever to load up. Look at
what
this
is
bullshit.
It?
Hold on.
Is it bad?
Okay, what's your Instagram?
It's Chrissy, Chrissy dot B-E-E-E, four dot? E's, well, E-E-E, four dot. E's.
Huh?
Chrissy dot?
It's Chrissy B with four E's.
Hell, hold on. You confused the fuck out of us, sweetie. Chrissy. What's after
it's Chrissy?
Chrissy,
the period.
Okay.
B with four E's.
Like Bumblebee.
Oh, I see her. Is your play? Are you like light skin? You light skin with red lips?
Chrissy B what? Oh, just Chrissy B?
Is it CB?
Is it this?
Yes. Sutherland.
Is that her?
Hold on.
That can't be her.
Chrissy B? Well, no, that ain't her.
That can't be her, right?
No.
Is it private?
No, it's not private.
Oh, no, I ain't heard
it. Is it CB? Your name CB on there?
I'm done.
Yep.
Okay, do you have like Oscar the Grouch on your page?
what the hell, Tariq?
No, there's Oscar the Grouch on
you
somebody's page. I'm serious. I'm like, shit.
No, it's CB.
It's,
girl, I can't get with it.
Chrissy with four three Bs and what else?
Four Es. One B, four Es.
Okay, this gotta be you, and there's
yeah, with the CB.
Okay, and you got a GoFundMe thing on your page, right?
Oh yeah, it was for my sister's friend. Yes.
Okay, what was the GoFundMe for?
She wanted
to travel abroad.
Okay, so she's just trying to get her little come up on. Okay, look at Chrissy. Okay. Let me see what's going on, Chrissy. Right. How old are you, by the way, Chrissy?
23.
Okay, and you seem like a big-breasted girl.
Oh my god.
Are we correct in that assumption?
Oh my gosh.
Lots of little milk.
I guess so.
Okay.
I wouldn't answer that girl.
She's going to answer. We're talking real talk. I'm trying to help this woman. She's talking about approaching niggas.
Helping her by identifying her breast size.
Yes, because you got them titties. God. Somebody's going to approach you with them damn titties.
You are so funny.
You dig?
Oh, are you trying to tell me to put them out there?
No, you know, don't hide them. You know, she kind of has them hidden under them nurse outfits and shit she got on. You a nurse, huh?
No, I'm an equipment distribution technician at the hospital out here in Detroit.
Okay, all these kids, there's a lot of kids on here. These your kids?
No, I don't have any kids.
Okay, and what's with these struggle plates food y'all got on this motherfucker? Who's
those
making this?
I'm
you
I'm
are
learning.
Nothing.
Oh, Tariq, she says she's learning.
You learning?
And you're making
yes,
fun of her.
I live
plate.
Alone, so I'm cooking by myself.
Oh, okay. So I can tell. Them fucking macaroni and cheese ain't seasoned for shit. Okay.
It is seasoned. You just can't see
it.
Oh, wait. Boy, them cabbages are struggling. You should have boiled them motherfuckers a little bit longer. And put a little more yeast
in
them biscuits.
Well, they liked it, so it was good.
Girl, don't let Tariq get to you, girl.
To him, girl.
Don't let Tariq get under your skin, girl.
Thank you. I got greens, yeast, tomatoes, cornbread, yams, you name it. Good Lord.
Really?
Are you dating somebody right now, Chrissy B?
No, I'm not.
Okay, when's the last time you had a relationship? I'm going to hook you up. You're here making struggle plates by yourself. You're making ramen and shrimp. Look at this shit. Look at this shit. This girl's struggling. She did a fucking man in her life.
That is not ramen.
That's some damn ramen noodles and some freeze-dried shrimp. We need to get a man in your fucking life.
Oh my God.
I'm going to hook you up with somebody.
What's wrong with him?
I'm hooking you up with somebody, Chrissy
B. Leave her be.
Lord. So you and a nigga can get it together. This nigga give you some cooking lessons.
She is practicing.
I know. She's.
I'm learning. So.
That's good. She's learning.
Is this your first place by yourself?
Yes. I've been living here almost 3 years.
You've been living there for almost 3 years?
2 years.
2 years. Okay. What city you in, sweetie?
Yep.
Detroit.
Oh, Detroit. Huh? That's where you're in Detroit.
Detroit.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, she seemed like she has a good head on her shoulders.
I didn't see what she looked like.
She's a cute sister. Cute sister, nice braids. She, you don't have no kids, right?
No, no kids.
No kids. She's nice and thick, cute face, thick in the waist. What's you know, a lot of finesse, thick in the breasts. You dig? And,
oh,
you know,
my God.
The cooking skills, we're going to work on that.
Ooh, you got some nice finger waves in this one.
No, your hair be on point, girl.
Guess
your hairstyles
is.
Be on
Guess
point.
It
you
is.
Got the braids. You got, I like your hair.
Yeah, got her nice little job. So all my Detroit players, y'all need to choose up and get on with Miss Chrissy B. And let's make something happen.
Wait, is she? Are you trying to talk to a guy, though? Do you,
is,
like,
there, is, there, yeah, is there a particular guy you're trying to holler at?
No, there was, but I was gonna say something to him, but I'm like, if he's not saying anything to me, it's that he's not interested. So I just went for the line. But my friend was saying I should talk to him, and I was like, no, I don't want to talk to him. So
don't be thirsty.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm
gonna start. Yeah, I don't. No, never. No.
I gotta start giving some women these. I gotta give y'all some makeovers. And really what? Help y'all step
what?
It up.
Yeah. What you mean, Tariq?
I'm going to have to start giving, because some of the women, ladies hit my show up, and they're like, I'm trying to, you know, get chose. You know, I got to give women some makeup tips, you know, from a dude's perspective, what a dude would like. Some cooking tips, right. Some clothes tips, all that shit. All that stuff. I mean, you got it. You got it together, but I can kind of help accentuate that stuff. I got to do a whole show on sure. that.
Yeah,
like almost
should.
A reality
you
show.
You should bring some girl in here and just like make her over and then like before and after.
That's what that'd we ought to do because be we're putting together a reality
oh, yeah.
show for this.
Dope. I love doing
and
that.
And that's what we probably have to do. We probably have to go to cities and kind of make folks over and get the
that'd
ladies
so
straight.
Fun.
That
I'm
would
ready.
Be fun.
I'm
yes.
ready, for,
yes.
you to take, I'm ready for you to take me to Europe.
Yes, indeed. So you can steal all the damn croissants? No.
No, absolutely not.
Yes.
You but, know I'm not eating carbs. But,
thank you. Thank you, Chrissy B. Thank you so much, beloved.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Chrissy
Bye,
was a sweetheart.
She was
Chrissy
sweet.
Was a
you
sweetheart.
You know who I miss?
Who you miss, dear?
LaTropic.
I know. Where's LaTropic? LaTropic called up my
she
other
show.
She
always called.
Really?
LaTropic. She's
she
a
always
sweetheart.
Gets through.
Really?
But she had the most craziest life ever.
What was she doing?
She was like dating some old nigga that yeah. wasn't shit. And she was trying to just choose and see if he was a good dude and he was lying and shit.
Then she was about to date one of these Arab liquor store
oh,
owners.
Yeah.
I'm like, girl, if you don't sit your ass down like, or you end up missing fucking around with one of them dudes.
I saw the video you posted.
Yeah.
That's cool. The white dude following the black girl.
Yeah.
Was that in D.C.?
I think it was.
Weird.
So I wanted to comment on what you said on Sunday's show.
Yeah.
So, my, you know, I'm from D.C. My parents still live there. You know, my parents said some of that really is true, that some of them really were runaways. Some of the girls were.
But not all of them.
Not all. Absolutely not all of them. But my parents were like, yeah, it's true. Because I said, is that true that
Did
somebody
was
runaway? Yeah. They were like, some of them girls got found. And some of them was like, you know, they ran away from home because some bullshit. You know, some stupid shit at home.
Yeah.
They just ran away. But they said, yeah, some of that is true.
But not all
but not
of them.
All
That's
of
the
them.
Thing.
No, 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 no.
To try to dismiss no. all of those girls missing. Everybody didn't run away at the same fucking time.
Right.
All right.
But they business. They were like a lot, but they were like, yeah, some of them, yeah, were running away. Yeah. But not all of them.
But still, let a white girl run away.
Oh, hell yeah. They're going right? to make 20
gonna,
movies out of you're it.
You're going to get 10 Amber Alerts the minute she runs.
Right.
My phone is always beeping with an Amber Alert. Some white kid is missing.
I don't think I ever got a black girl Amber Alert.
Me neither.
I'm still serious. Now that I think, I never thought about it, but it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true,
yeah,
girl.
They don't give us no Amber Alerts.
Hell, no.
They were like, that nigga ran away.
But it's a lot of sex trafficking in D.C.
Yeah,
that whole
yeah.
Pizzagate scandal is very much the truth, and they do kidnap kids.
Wow. That's
yes,
so
indeed.
Sad.
That's
yes,
sad.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Let's see who else is on the phone. Hold on 1 second. People, I mean, my phone is going off.
What's going
people
on? Come,
what people
going?
Showing up to my
you
house.
You got an emergency
you
going on?
No, just every
on
shit.
Today.
You know, we're in the middle of production, and everything
oh, that's
is going
right.
on.
Yeah.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq, what's going on? This is Lee in Texas.
Lee in Texas. How you doing, fam?
I'm all right. Two things. Your Ustream is messed up, man. Can't hardly see, can't see it.
I know. I know. It's
and then,
I know. Go ahead.
The second thing is I watched a video yesterday of this guy who took a product from Dr. Sebi. I don't know if you've seen the video, but his head swelled up. He ended up looking like Jeff Goldblum on The Fly.
Okay. That.
But the thing
really?
I want to say is when people are taking these... some of these products, they need to detox first. I don't know
yeah.
if y'all see it, but if you catch it, I mean, you don't have no choice but to laugh.
Oh, Dad, I got to check that out. He took something from Dr. Sabi and his head is swollen.
Yeah, I saw that. You saw it? I saw that like a while ago.
Okay, yeah, it must have been some,
I think it was a coon over here trying to discredit Dr. Sabi.
Probably so. I gotta peep that. But thanks for the call, brother.
Yeah, somebody sent me that on either funny. Instagram or Twitter, one of those. It was a while ago, though.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I got to look into that. Now, Miss Layla, what's going on in the news, young
okay,
lady?
Okay, this is... I thought this was kind of disturbing, actually.
But what's disturbing, your ass ain't talking in that mic. Oh. Get in that mic. All right.
That's the first time.
Yeah, you
okay.
go.
Okay. No, you know, you're so silly. Okay. Man, this is disturbing. Okay. So did you guys hear about what Bill O'Reilly said?
I saw you comment, but I didn't know. Girl, my life been busy.
Bill O'Reilly.
Well, what did he say to
Bill O'Reilly, you know, you had Maxine Waters. She was giving a speech. And, you know, she's a representative.
Yeah.
And... you know, she was very passionate about, you know, Trump is, you know, ruining the country, and the people at Fox News were watching her speech. And after her speech, O'Reilly was like, you know, I couldn't even hear her over that James Brown wig she has on. Like, whoa.
It's not.
Whoa.
Like a white person saying that. Whoa. To me makes it worse.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they've gone Bill this full O'Reilly. White supremacy. I mean, he's a, you know, he done whooped white women's asses, and yeah. you know, Fox has to pay off so many people.
Because he's white.
Yeah, he's like, look, we're white, we're in charge, we can say and do whatever we want, we can go full white supremacy at this point. Mm-hmm. And they always got this thing where they attacking the sister's hair. Mm-hmm. They did that with Cynthia McKinney. Mm-hmm. She's a politician. They would attack her hair. That's that Imus, these nappy-headed hoes.
Yeah, they're, I remember
they're
that.
They're real
I
big
that.
On that. Those old white supremacists are real big on that slick shit about sisters and black people's hair in general.
You know, I found that just so ironic because they be obsessed with our hair. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, every time I wear, like, everyone know I wear the afro sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know how many white people just be like, oh, my God, you are so amazing.
Yeah.
Your hair. Like... and I know they're obsessed with our hair.
They're
they just
want
to put it down so we can continue to shame ourselves. But no, they obsessed with that.
So nobody said nothing? Like, I didn't hear a reply from her. I don't think she's going to reply, but I'm just
I wouldn't
saying.
Say
I mean,
anything
this just
back.
Happened today.
I haven't heard anything else, like, no.
And the people, and what's funny, they were just laughing it up on Fox.
What? You know, they was laughing?
But again, even when I go on Fox, I told them to their faces, this is the race casino. This is what you guys do.
Fox is so racist.
They're racist as fucking hell. Mm-hmm. And let me tell y'all something, black folks, you're not going to appeal to any kind of humanity with those people at Fox. You're going to have to start targeting their advertisers. You want to send a message to Fox News and the white supremacist garbage that comes from there? Let's find out who all advertises on Fox News and make it a point to shit on them. Boycott their businesses, and not just boycott, just point out their support of white supremacy. Mm. If McDonald's, you fucking with Bill O'Reilly and those dudes, fuck your Big Macs and your McNuggets. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I really need to stop eating that anyway.
Right.
Exactly, but I'm just saying we got to make it a point to tie them in. If you're going to support white supremacy, you are a white supremacist organization as well. We got to start targeting their sponsors. That's the mission right now. Find out who are the sponsors on Bill O'Reilly's show specifically, and then make a list of them, and they're on the shit list. Just like people did with the folks who were supporting Trump. Mm. Like the Uber dude, he was supporting Trump, wasn't he? The guy who, then he had to denounce it because people got in his ass.
People stopped using Uber.
They stopped using Uber and started going over to Lyft. You dig? So when you start sending, you start messing with these motherfuckers' money, all that slick talk will go out the window.
Yep.
That's all we have to do. Go start looking up those sponsors now.
Yeah.
Let's see who's on the phone real quickly. What's up? Who's calling? Yo, nigga. Okay.
They ain't there.
This motherfucker. No. Right here. Lena, what else is happening out here in the news, beloved?
Lena?
Not Lena. Layla. I get y'all names.
She looked over there like, wait, I thought Lena left.
Y'all know
I
be getting y'all names fucked up.
Lena, Layla.
Layla, Lena, Sarah. Who's the other one who was up in here?
Chris.
I get all y'all shits mixed up.
Oh, I can see Lena and Layla, though. I'll give you that.
Yes.
I'll get pass on that.
I know.
All right.
What's up, Layla?
Okay, so we thought the divorce was over. between Apollo.
Oh yeah, I saw
and
that.
Phaedra.
Yeah. The judge said, "Hell nah,
hell nah,
hell nah."
A word?
I think it got something to do with like her assets and stuff.
Well, this is
I
the
think
thing.
They
yeah.
want her to pay.
Yep. They want
and
her
give
to pay
some of that shit back.
Well, they're just saying, the judge said, you know what? He wasn't really aware of the divorce when everything, like, she kind of did everything behind his back, and he wasn't aware. And basically, she's like reversing it and redoing the whole thing because he didn't get anything. He didn't get any assets.
Right.
Well,
he couldn't
because
contest
you're in
anything.
Prison.
Right. Right.
When you in jail, you don't have any rights. So you
right.
can get a
and
divorce.
And that's why
for free.
The judge said, nah. So damn. Now they're back to square one.
Oh,
I,
damn.
I think the judge wants some of that cake from Phaedra. That's what I
but
think.
But no, they're doing it in a legal manner. I mean, somebody go to jail and you're like, let's hurry up and get this divorce so I don't have to
all
get this motherfucker nothing.
Well, because that's what happens when you go to jail. You're not entitled to get anything really, right?
Yeah,
get a free divorce, right?
Yeah, but you still, if you've accumulated any assets within the marriage, mm-hmm. you're still entitled to that. You shouldn't be fucked out of whatever businesses you got going.
I thought that... You didn't get anything.
No.
Like, if you go to jail and you own a house, that don't mean your house just goes away.
Right.
Mm. You know, you still have to have a legal obligation to maintain that stuff.
Damn.
And you're in a business. Marriages are businesses. People have to remember that. Mm. The same license you get, the marriage license, it looks just like a business license. It's nothing but a business. That's it. We think that we can just treat motherfuckers like we do niggas we date. I'ma block you. you can't block motherfuckers you married to and block them assets.
Right,
no.
Right.
So yeah. It's a whole
I thought Apollo had like the assets I see what you mean now. Cause I'm like, wait, I thought what he got was illegal. And then
not everything.
He went to jail,
I mean he went to jail for the illegal shit. I mean, there's a whole bunch of legalities to it, but you know.
I saw that though. I know
she mad because I think she did the divorce. She waited till he went to jail. She's also a lawyer herself.
Yeah.
So she's smart enough to say, like, wait till he go to jail. Do you know she ain't
Phaedra
stupid
with her thick, slick ass.
Let me tell y'all.
She's so frank.
I did watch an episode of Love and Hip Hop Girl.
Finally! Oh, I missed the one.
The last
episode
was so ratchet.
It.
My blood pressure couldn't take
it. Was it last night?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't get to see it.
It was a minstrel show last night.
It was bad.
It was just so coonish.
I just couldn't. I could barely get through one episode, girl. I felt like I was having a seizure. I was getting hot. I had to take my shirt off. I had to take a damn towel. No, I'm like, this is stressful watching this.
What happened last night? I missed it. Do you know what happened to me?
It's so coonish now. They introduced some new female characters. They introduced some Asian chick who's...
Oh, I seen a preview for that.
She did my nails back home.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
damn.
Why I'm like, how the fuck she end up...
Wait, she's from D.C.?
I don't know if she's from there, but she definitely had a nail shop
in
C. Pleasant.
Oh,
and I would go and get my nails done from her. And then she got famous from Instagram.
Right.
She's
famous.
Because she's Asian.
She's Asian and acts like a hood rat.
Yeah.
Oh, kind of like Catch Me Outside. How about
that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's an Asian. But
she kind of makes fun of herself being Asian. You understand what I'm saying? Like, she'll do, hey, you ain't wrong. You want some Chinese food?
Oh,
like
that's
that.
How she got famous doing those little parodies.
She got famous by acting like a hood rat black person. That's how she got famous.
That's not funny, though.
It's not funny to me.
I never thought it was funny.
Yeah,
she married to a black man.
Yeah, so that's how she thinks she can get a pass doing that.
But her black man is a simp. Ain't nobody checking for him.
What he look like?
He look like somebody ain't nobody checking for.
I haven't seen pictures of the dude.
I know what he look like because I know her whole family look like. I told you I used to get my nails done by her. And she told me, you know, how her parents would like disown her because of how she act, you know, because she's Asian.
I would disown you too.
Yeah, exactly. Black parents would disown your ass.
But she was saying that her family like just didn't approve of how she be acting.
Right.
And,
I mean,
they wanted her to go to, you know, Asian people. She was like, they wanted her to
goofball shit for to piss her parents off because they know that Asian parents hate all that nigga shit.
Yeah.
And so that's what she's doing. That's why I don't co-sign that. I'm not impressed with Asians or white people coming around. Catch me outside.
She got a reality show, though.
Yeah, the Catch Me Outside girl.
I heard she's getting one.
Yeah.
But see,
I can't.
What make me mad about that girl, the Asian chick, is I didn't see this episode you're talking about. I saw the one before that.
Okay.
And I saw the preview of it, how she was getting up in the girl. I said, if this black girl don't check this little Asian hoe, I don't care if she right or wrong. Check, no. You need to check her ass. Let her ass know where she came
she'll
from.
She'll be so annoying.
Take
like
your
she's
ass
trying.
Back to China Walk. Okay?
Trying
but
to
yeah,
talk like
the,
that.
The women, even the sisters on Love & Hip Hop, the one they introduce, the one, they're so, they... They're like the ratchets who try to speak articulate, but they struggle. You know, it's like where is Mona finding? They got these raggedy lace fronts. The lace Yikes. Front starts here, and it's all blue. I'm like, what the? Where y'all
That's
getting?
That's bad if you're noticing that. Yeah. He's a guy.
Yeah, I can see a fucked up lace front.
Damn, you know?
I know a lace front ain't supposed to look like sideburns.
Oh, stop Damn. It, please. So, who is the skinny chick? Who the real
Wait,
skinny
one?
Baby mama?
She's fucking.
She with the other girl
oh,
and with the dude with
oh,
the squirrel
yeah, yeah,
fur.
Yeah, yeah, with
the squirrel fur.
What's him? He had that squirrel fur on, didn't he?
Hold on. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, how you doing, everybody? This is Julian from New York.
Hi, Julian from New York. How are you, Julian?
I'm good. How are you? How are you?
We're good. How you doing, Julian? Julian, are you a Caucasian brother or an African American?
Sound black.
I'm black.
He
okay.
Sound black.
I don't know. He kind of sounds like
he
you
does.
Know.
No, he sounds mixed.
So silly.
He
sounds
sound
mixed. Yeah, sounds mixed. Like he got
he
a
sound
like
mixed.
He had a white mom.
Y'all so silly.
What's up, brother? What's up, Julian? And his name is Julian, so that's like white women be naming him. I'm gonna name you Julian.
Leave this brother alone.
You're silly.
He didn't even get whatever.
You know,
he
black mom
out.
Name him Lugerius or some shit. What's going on, Julian?
So I had a question for you guys. So what do I do about, like, my girl interrogating me on, like, my interactions with other women? Like, what do I do about that?
Nothing, because that's what women do. Women always going to interrogate you about any interaction you have with other women. They're going to holler at you about that. Women don't like that. They don't like their dude talking to no chick.
Yes.
Women are just like that, nigga. That's just how it is. If you order some shit from a drive-thru window, your lady going to be looking at you, why you say you wanted Coke like that? Like, what do you mean like that? You're like, I wanted a Coke. I ain't say that. Yes, you did. You said it all sensual, nigga. You want the bitch? You know, women act, they going to act like that. That's just
so
how they
true.
Do, dude. That's
so
just how
true.
They do.
That
you,
is so
just
true.
Get used to it. Don't even trip on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because if a dude phone rang, I'd be like, who calling us? Who calling us over there?
Exactly.
Who that?
Exactly.
Definitely.
Exactly. Women be, look, women, when you ain't there, they be going through your phone, nigga. Women be going
I've
through your shit.
I've never done that, though.
Yes, you have.
I've
yes,
never gone
you
through
have.
A dude's phone.
All women, y'all go through niggas' phones.
I have.
It's yeah, a bad. No, because I've always been with a guy where it's like, we didn't feel a need to do that, but it's like, here, you know, I never did that.
What, he gave you the phone?
Yeah, my ex-boyfriend, he would go through my phone, I'd go through mine. But it wasn't like I'm looking for something. It's whatever.
Hey, you want to hear something funny?
No.
Thank you for the call, Julia.
I
Thank
just
you,
thought
bro.
About something.
Not off no are you cheating shit.
It's it's a new show, right? It's going to be on Snapchat, right? My brother was on
a show?
It's
a show.
Like, yeah, they're going to have shows on, like little clip shows on
Ooh,
Snapchat.
That's so cute.
And no, it was a game show. So what they do is they hook you up with somebody, right? You don't know them. And it's a twist. And what they do is say, y'all switch phones and read everything in each other's phone.
Ooh.
Because you can find out a lot about a person in their phone.
Really?
Yeah.
And they didn't Ooh. Tell them that they were going to do that. And then they have a screen in the back and it shows like everything that's on the person's
Ooh.
Phone. Oh, damn.
Dang.
Because I done seen both of y'all phones and y'all don't need to know. Nobody know what the fuck going on in y'all shit.
That is not true.
Tariq ain't nothing. Tariq was like, oh, let me pull up your Instagram. So I pulled up my Instagram. So when he gave me back my phone, he was in my pictures.
Yeah, because I saw a picture, you know, how you
Tariq
see the little previews on it. What the
oh,
hell?
Talk about agents. Okay. Tariq is the agent over here because he did the same thing to me.
You were showing me pictures.
Nah.
You're like, look at my hair.
Nah,
look at my look at how thick I was back in the day. You
Tariq,
were you not showing me your pictures?
Tariq,
were you not showing me your pictures? Though?
I showed you my pictures, but Thank Tariq, you. No. See, if Tariq gave me his phone and was like, just look at this picture, I'm not going to be like,
Tariq was
and scroll through.
Yeah. I made
Tariq
a mistake
is a scroller.
And swipe left.
Ain't no damn mistake.
I swipe left and
I
saw some.
Shit up.
I saw some I shouldn't have seen.
Because you had to swipe left a couple of times.
No, I didn't.
To get there. That's the thing. Swipe left a couple of times.
Man, I cannot believe it. Through my phone.
I saw some I wasn't supposed to see.
It's okay.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's poppin'? Let's see.
Hey, man, what's going on with you, family?
1804. Hey, boss man.
Yes, sir.
Boss man. Peace, God. It's your boy, C, from 1804.
What? What's your name, brother?
C. Harris.
Oh, Carlin. What's up, my brother? Carlin, he was on the movie set. Yes, this brother. Yes, yes, shout out to Carlin. Carlin was up there beating motherfuckers up for real.
His name Carlin?
Carlin,
K-Town C. K-Town C. I'm right here in Koreatown, L.A. with Papa.
Yeah,
Fan.
My dude, Carlin, does martial arts. Carlin, we got Carlin in a lot of scenes.
He does martial arts? Yeah. See
I'm
any
mad
of the
I gave it to my
scene.
Guy in the chest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One of the dudes, you kicked him in the chest. I think you busted somebody's lip or some shit.
I almost jumped over him. I could have jumped over him. I was trying to tell him to receive the kick, but he kept coming. Yeah. So
to receive
to
the kick?
Yeah, we're trying to coordinate the stunt. You mean to, you know, kind of fall back with it.
Oh, I
right, right, oh. right, right.
I thought receive meant, like, you getting your ass beat. Like, take this kick.
Kind of, you know, kind of let's take this kick. No, no. They were kind of trying to resist, yeah. and they would end up getting beat
absorb
up for real.
It, right, absorb it.
Absorb the kick, right. So I'm telling y'all, mm-hmm, some of the stunts mm-hmm. y'all see in 1804 are real. These are real punches wow. and
Man,
kicks.
I got to tell you, boss, the whole set, top to bottom, A plus.
Yes, sir.
A Man. Plus.
Man.
You killed it.
Man, respect.
You killed it. Sarah, it was good meeting you. I hope you remember me.
Aww.
We got in on a couple scenes. I was the dude with the slashes on his chest.
Yeah. You remember that?
It.
No.
Yeah, okay.
So many people had slashes. No, but
no, we had like really 75 people on the set.
I was about
though.
To say, yo, everybody had slashes.
Say yeah. yes and make his day.
Man, the makeup was A+.
Yeah,
well, it was nice
yeah,
meeting you.
Yeah, we had top notch makeup artists and all that.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat up the time though, fam. Definitely get at me on anything and I hope to work with you again.
No doubt, man. And I appreciate you so much for coming through, man.
What you look like?
Carlin, give him your Instagram. Get the Instagram for Carlin.
My Instagram. I'm single. I'm out here living. I've been out here in L.A. for about 3 years. I'm from Nap.
I'm about to hook you up, Sarah.
No.
Sarah's nice and thick now. She's getting thicker. That booty's sticking out. Nigga, somebody need to smack. You're going to do some karate on that pussy. Get that Instagram.
Now, let me give you my Instagram. My Instagram's K-Town C. Harris. I follow Sarah and
you do? Okay, so K-Town.
Holla at me, man.
My man, thanks.
I see K-Town
C. Harris. K-Town C. Harris.
With no
O. So K-T-W-N.
Oh, okay.
C-H-A-R-R. Oh,
okay. Everybody follow my man, C. Harris. Thank you for the call, brother. Man, real good brother, man. Oh, that brother was there. See, you missed it, Layla. You
she
missed
sure
it.
She sure did.
Man, we had a good
wait,
ass
yeah,
time.
She was talking about her son.
I know.
Yeah.
I should have
brought him.
I didn't know I should bring him, but he might have been acting crazy. Running. Y'all been saying action.
Oh,
been
I met him.
No, we had. We were in the forest. So
oh,
shit.
Okay.
I do remember him. Okay, yeah. I do know him.
Yeah, yeah. That brother was getting it in. Yes, but he was getting it in.
Let me see. Oh, you
he cute though.
Man, please.
You know what? I gotta laugh at you, Layla.
Man, he was getting it in the movie. Sarah, what else is happening? You tell me what's happening in the media, Sarah.
Girl.
With your Daisy Dukes on. Well,
I know. I wish
these
I could
aren't Daisy Dukes.
They are Daisy Dukes. Those
my
are
cheeks ain't hanging out.
Stand up again. Let everybody
I
see.
I
want
to wear mine, but I can't bring myself to wear mine.
Wear yours.
Huh? Only at the beach. I can at the beach.
Let everybody see what you got.
Girl.
Look, there you go. Look at fellas. Right. Y'all see what y'all missing.
See what y'all missing?
Y'all see what y'all missing, fellas?
I really love your shirt, though. I know you can't appreciate her shirt, but I love it.
Yes, turn around
shirt.
And show them the shirt. That shirt is cute. The that Misfits. Look at Sarah. There you go.
I love it.
Y'all see what y'all missing, fellas? She's single, ready to mingle. Oh, yeah, speaking of single. What's up with the dude, the older gentleman who lets you wash clothes and all that?
Oh, it's nice. He's nice.
How is everything going?
It's going really good. You know, we're going out this weekend. We're just trying to get our schedules to link up because this week is crazy for me and you already know I have some really big news that I'm working on.
Yes.
So it's just been my life for the past week has been crazy. So
yes.
It's just a matter of coordinating our schedule because he also works too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But everything is great. You know, he always calls me every morning and
oh damn.
He, oh that's good.
Always, you know, he said have a good show today and yeah, he's real nice. Conversation is dope. So
but when
that's
y'all,
what gets me.
Let me know
time.
When the smashing starts.
Why is that so important
know.
To you?
It ain't important to me. I just like to know the truth when
wait,
the smash
so
is
would that change?
Hold on. Who's calling?
What is that?
This is Risha from LA.
Risha from. Hey, Risha.
Hi, Risha. Hi. Am I saying that right, Risha?
Oh, my God. You guys' chemistry is just mad crazy.
Yes,
I love it.
Yes, indeed. I love these young ladies right here. I love them.
Thank you.
Can't wait for the movie. I'm waiting for everything. Can't wait for the movie.
Yeah, you're going to love it. The movie. It's going to be off the chain. What part of the town you in, Risha?
I'm in South LA. Right here.
What hood? Cool. You sound like you're from the 60s Crip hood. Where are you from?
No.
You're from where? What, you're from where?
I'm out 40s Avenue, that neighborhood.
The 40s and what?
That's where I grew up.
Like what, 40s in Western, 40s in Normandy?
Where? I don't know.
40s in Crenshaw, where?
Avenues.
Oh, okay, you fucking, okay. I feel you.
Where is that, Tariq? Help me.
That's down in South Central. She's trying to clean it up and make it sound cool. That's over in the, you know.
I don't like the hoods out here. They're different from the hoods in D.C.
They dropped the Central. They just call it South
LA. Yeah, they call it South LA. I can tell people they don't say South Central.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, because people try to clean it up. Because South Central sounds, you know, it's just too much of a negative stigma.
Really? They changed it.
You didn't know that?
Yeah. It's too heavy. It's too much history. Too heavy for all that.
For real estate.
Trying to make it nice.
For real estate, they like, oh, no. South Central, no.
Indeed.
So they change it. People, I stay in Ladera Heights. You know, it's like that.
What's Ladera Heights?
The jungle, you know.
Right. It's supposed to be the nicer part.
Call it what it is.
Call it what it is.
Why is it called that?
Guys,
I don't know. You know, I don't go anywhere past like Hollywood.
Yeah, they manipulate the names of places out here because of the stigma, but it's all good. Look, so what's going on with you, young lady? How you going? What's anything you want to talk about?
No, I just want to say appreciate you guys. This chemistry, I love it. I miss Chris, but you know, hey, it is what it is.
Yes,
Chris, welcome, Layla. That's my daughter's
name. Well, thank you, girl.
I love Layla.
Thank you. You're sweet.
Now you sound like you got a little stud energy about yourself. Now what are you? Do you date the ladies?
Oh my God, that's because my heart is beating fast talking to you guys. I'm sorry.
Heart is beating fast. Why?
Is this better?
There you. Now how old are you, sweetie? How old are you, Leisha? Risha?
What's it? Risha. Risha.
I just turned 40.
Really?
Last week on Friday.
Damn, yeah. you sound like a fucking kid, man.
Yeah.
Wow,
you sound
young. You said studies and a kid. Dang, I can't do all that.
That's what made it sound confusing, because you're a mature woman, but you sound hella young. Yeah, that's where the confusion was. So it's not studdishness. You sound real mature for a young girl, and a lot of girls who sound that mature for a young age, they on some stud shit, but you're just a grown ass woman. So there it is. You're not a stud.
Some stud shit.
Yeah.
Thanks for cleaning that up.
I'm not saying ain't nothing wrong with studs. I love a good stud. You know?
You do?
Yeah, I love studs.
In what way?
I love them.
I've been married for 15 years. I am not.
We ain't saying you a stud. How's your husband? Where's your husband?
He's at work right now. I'm at work. I'm just taking a little break.
There you go.
Gotta call in.
There you go. Thank you so much for calling, Richard. Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Ain't nothing wrong with studs. I don't have a problem with studs.
You're so funny, Tariq.
Ain't nothing wrong with a damn stud. Ain't nothing wrong with studs. Correct. Just, you know, take your dildo off at the airport. Don't hold a line up with your dildo on.
That's how Mimi date now. She just is truly, isn't that crazy?
Mimi is like the stud queen now.
She's coming out of hiding.
Now, what else is happening in the news, Miss Layla?
This is kind of, it's not funny, but
it's funny.
It is funny. Right. It's going to be funny.
Girls, show me that.
No.
Show me some more crazy news.
No. Okay, y'all heard about Matthew Knowles, right?
Yeah.
Lord, what did Matthew Knowles do this time? Oh, let me brace myself. Right. Matthew Knowles, old ass, out here acting a fool again. Let me brace myself for Matthew Knowles. What did he do this time?
Okay, it's a little embarrassing, I would think, but he got permission to sell, like, Beyonce's memorabilia at the Super Bowl, this past Super Bowl. Like, all her little, you know, signed stuff. And the only reason he was allowed to do that, because he had, like, a lot of legal fees he had owed, and people were suing him.
Damn.
So they allowed him to do that to pay all of his debt. So he sold all that stuff, made a lot of money, and guess what? Didn't pay nobody.
Oh, damn.
So he's kind of in trouble again, and all the lawyers are now suing him, saying, like, you said you were going to, you know, sell all this stuff, pay us off, and you're still
done with it.
So now it's a big lawsuit against him.
Damn.
Like, they're trying to get their money. So.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
Damn,
is he that broke, though?
He didn't. Beyonce cut him off, right?
I don't know. You didn't.
Because you got Solange.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Solange.
And Solange seemed like she still close with,
yeah,
with him.
But Matthew be doing dusty nigga shit. Because Matthew, you know, he became a successful manager,
right,
quote unquote, later in life, you know, when the girls blew up. So he started doing a bunch of dusty nigga shit he couldn't get to do when he was younger, like knocking up hood rats.
Oh, right.
This nigga's knocking up all types of chicks.
Yeah, he got like 2-3 other kids.
Yeah, like, dude.
Babies.
By hood chicks.
Wow.
I'm like, Matthew, dude.
So he ain't having no good luck. Like, you got to sell your daughter's memorabilia to get your money, unless he's lying.
Some people be lying about their money.
Yeah, I don't know.
Matthew ain't holding like that. He ain't managing nobody else.
So how much money y'all really think? He ain't got a million at least.
I think he probably got a good five thousand.
Right. So that nigga got a tax. He got a tax refund.
Yeah. 5,000.
I was like, damn, girl, he doing that bad?
Hello, man. His daughter is Beyonce.
Hell yeah.
Probably got a good 5 million. I would say that.
That's sad, though.
Damn.
That's embarrassing.
Man,
that
is
selling her
very
stuff at the Super Bowl. Here we go. What was he selling? Like, t-shirt?
What's up? Who's calling?
Leave him alone.
Hey, who's calling?
Yeah, this is Seth from D.C.
Hey, brother. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Doing well. I actually have a question. Hopefully you can put me on game. So my question is, so let's say if I stop talking to, you know, ladies, and then I want to reconnect just on some casual sex type, how do I go about that?
Well, it depends on where the woman is in her life after you guys kind of part ways. You dig? Because a lot of times, because what now?
So let's say everybody's single. You know, I'm 29, and you know, let's say about 27, and everybody's still single, whatnot, and I'm just, you know, just chilling, and I'm just trying to get back, you know, when you're just trying to go back, just, you know, get a little piece of it,
right,
and keep it moving.
Right, which is what a lot of niggas do. You always try to go back to one of your old flames, because you dudes never really break up with women. You know, you just
that
kinda,
is not true.
You don't break up with women. We don't break up with you.
I believe it.
We don't. We never break up with you. No, that's always our pussy.
Yep.
In our mind, that's always one of our pussies we can go back to. Yep. That's how we think. Unfortunately, you dig. So that's how you think, brother. You think, okay, I'm ready to go back when I want to go back. But no, it doesn't work like that. It depends. That's why I said it has to depend on where she is in her life. Because a lot of times women move on and they get a motherfucker way better than you. And she's like thinking, I don't know why I even fucked this nigga before. I had all this potential with all these balling ass niggas I'm fucking now. So then you ain't got a chance no more. Let's go to Beyonce. Beyonce, it's one nigga she went to the prom with. And that nigga's been trying to milk that shit for 20 damn years.
That's
that
true.
Nigga's been in the media. Like, I took Beyonce to the prom. Yep. Beyonce is on a whole different level. Ain't thinking about this little dusty nigga no more. You did? And that's what you don't want. You don't want to be in a situation where you smashed back in the day and a woman became Beyonce on your ass. And then you become an embarrassment in the history of her life.
Or be a Ray J.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a Ray J.
You dig? So you shouldn't even think of those terms. Listen, brother. You should be thinking in terms of, how can I, as a dude, upgrade my shit so I can get new and better cooch?
Hello.
That's how you got to think, man. Not going back to the old school.
Yeah.
Damn, that. You're supposed to be upgrading.
See?
You dig?
See?
There's new and better pussy being made out here. Nigga, there's all types of chemicals and soy and making this pussy stronger and tighter. You got bionic pussy out here, nigga.
Oh,
you need to be going for that.
God.
That new and improved. That's
Stop
how you got to think,
you
brother.
You are the worst. You are the worst.
Isn't he?
Thank you for the call, brother.
You're such a bad influence.
That's not a bad influence. I want this dude to get some of that upgraded cooch. The new 2007 model with reclining seats.
That's weird what you can do nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
You can rejuvenate and...
Oh, they got all types of stuff.
I was like, geez.
They got stuff because back in the day, women had them big, bushy 1982 coochies with afros on it and shit like that. And if it got wore out, it got wore out. But now they can get the lips rejuvenated, and you can
so
get the hair parted, and you can get
the hair just weird.
Parted. You can get it tightened.
I want to know a guy that actually had sex with a rejuvenated cooch. I just want to know.
Yeah. How the hell would they know?
Yeah, how would they know?
Because
unless she told
the girl
them.
Would have to tell them.
Like, and ain't no woman going to say that.
No, the girl on the tattoo show, what's that? LA Ink? She had it all over. Not LA Ink. New York. Whatever that
Black
New York,
Ink?
Black Ink.
Yes.
Black Ink. She went on the show, and even, what's her name? Cynthia Bailey got it on Housewives.
Oh, damn. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she had it done on the show.
Damn. And then Peter ass shit. Still left.
And then, so,
damn. Peter's little black no. ass still went somewhere.
yeah.
I like Peter. You know I like Peter. Peter.
No.
I like Peter.
He looks drunk all the time. He looked drunk all the time.
Peter's
like,
no.
Peter's an old player. And that nigga looked like he can make some good ass jerk chicken.
No.
I know that nigga can make some good jerk chicken.
No.
What's wrong with Peter?
Drunk.
No.
For me, he's drunk
all
the time.
I don't like dudes that like to argue with women. I don't like that. If a dude do that, I'm done with you.
Like
already.
Nene, remember she called him out?
Yeah, that's bitch. That's some bitch ass skirt shit. I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm done with that.
Man, let's see who else is on this phone.
I'm over
here.
It. Like,
nah. Man, what's up? Who's on the phone? Who's calling?
What's up, Tariq? This Willie, man. Willie Sapp. I'm from Florida, bruh.
Willie from Florida. How you doing, Will?
Hey, bruh.
All right, my brother. How you doing? How y'all doing?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
What part of Florida you in, Willie?
I'm on the road. I'm a truck driver right now from Jacksonville, Florida.
There
right
you go.
Now I'm up in Virginia right now.
Cool. What's on your mind, brother?
Oh, I just wanted to drop you a little bit of information. I didn't know if you were aware that you got a little hater. I tried to drop it on your profile on Facebook, and they all kind of
No haters. We don't talk about haters on this show. No,
another
I told y'all.
One,
we don't promote haters on here.
Why are they always doing that?
No, we do not promote the haters on my show. I don't give a shit about, I got a hater. That's
is that
life.
Friend?
I don't know who that is. I don't give a shit. We don't promote haters on my show.
Right.
I don't care.
Energy.
Fellas, y'all got to understand.
It's always the dudes with that man.
Yeah, dudes. Don't call me. See, we have the women gossip about stuff, and I just make jokes about the gossip. But y'all dudes, don't call up talking about a hater here and now. I don't give a fuck about no hater at all.
Right, put no energy into
Yeah,
that.
I don't give a shit about these people. There's a reason why I don't know about them. You dig? People, you gotta hate up. You don't hate down.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I don't even look down at haters.
When they
shit.
Go low, we go high.
Yeah. I just don't give a fuck enough about a damn hater.
Right.
You dig?
Right.
That's how you gotta think, fellas.
Amen.
You gotta be thorough.
Yeah, how do
Layla.
You little dudes be?
Sarah, what else? What's happening in the news, Sarah? You tell me.
Oh.
Let's see. If you've been seeing,
like,
look at her.
Oh,
here she go. You
no.
got to look at the damn phone.
I do, because that's where I keep all my news stories.
Well, you got to be on top of your shit.
That's where I screenshot all my news stories.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's
great.
So what's
going? I wanted to talk about this white hoe.
Oh, Lord.
That, what?
Why she got to be
a surprised.
White hoe?
I'm not surprised. I ain't surprised.
Well, ain't they all?
No.
Well, just might be right.
Mm.
Okay.
Well, no.
We probably wasn't supposed to say
okay.
that.
No,
just the white
supremacists. 85% of them.
No.
All right.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Look, it's a teenager ordered to complete community service hours, seek therapy, and delete her Facebook account after killing her newborn on Facebook Live.
God
what?
Damn.
What?
Good Lord, you be having
why she ain't in prison?
Lord.
Whoa. Why she? No, she's not in prison.
No, this is her. This is what she gets. She gets community service hours, therapy, and she got to delete her Facebook. How y'all feel about that?
I gotta see
Wait
that.
A minute,
Hold
I don't
that don't
believe
sound
this.
Right.
Nah, she
Hold
killed
on.
Somebody. Why would she go
that's
to jail?
On the shade room. Let me see that.
Yeah.
Let me see
no.
that. That's on the shade room. Shout out to the shade room. All right, I gotta look that up.
Wait, but she murdered her kid. So why is she not in jail? What do you like? I don't.
After
understand.
Killing her, I gotta look more into that. There's something.
Yeah,
well,
something.
She white. With,
oh,
there's,
okay.
That's one thing.
Case
so
closed.
Some, yeah, there's
nothing
some
to look into. White female.
I gotta
that.
See
that
kind of loophole.
Nothing to look into. She's you white. Did. Case closed.
I gotta see what kind of loophole is
no,
on that.
No, it said Antonia was facing up to 20 years behind bars and was being charged an adult with one count of felony abuse and a debt. But court judge had other plans for her after moving her case to juvenile court. So
oh, she moved it to
not,
juvenile court,
oh,
so she's
she
not
made
being
that
tried
as
okay.
a,
mm-hmm.
How old Making is the girl? How old is she? How old is she?
Shit, I don't even know. I can't
okay.
look at it right now.
Okay, wow, wow, mm-hmm. wow. Somebody in the room.
Say she's a teenager.
Oh, yeah. See, that's another thing. They make sure they say that they're a teen.
It don't say her age in the thing.
She's probably 17 and a half.
Right, right. They make sure.
16.
Mm-hmm. Now, if it was a black girl, grown-ass woman.
Right.
Grown woman. Yep. You know. So, I get that. That's the game they play.
If she was a 12-year-old black girl, she'd be in jail.
Oh, yeah.
It don't even matter.
Exactly. Like, what's up? Who's calling? Yo, who's calling? Who's calling? Let's try one more time. One more time. One more time. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq, it's Will again, man.
What's up, Will? You called about did you call about the hater?
Yeah.
How did this nigga get through again? Okay, no. Will. Will, if you're listening, no, we don't talk about any kind of haters or male or female haters.
Are y'all gonna watch Pharrell's musical that he's doing about himself?
Oh, I heard of that.
Are you gonna
he's doing
it?
A musical for Fox?
About his life. About his life.
No,
yeah.
I'm good. And I like Pharrell. I like Pharrell, but that sounds like it might be some moist shit.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Come on.
I knew you were going to say that.
I love musicals. What's that one West Side Story back in the day?
I love that one. West Side Story. With Natalie Wood.
What's up? Who's calling?
I love that.
Hello, who's on? Hey, who's this?
Hey, what up, my dude? It's Marquise from Houston.
Marquise, how you doing, man?
I'm sorry, my G. Hey, I just got to watch your Hidden Colors documentary. I just got one question. Why you ain't talk about them Jews, bro?
Get out of here, you damn nigga. But what's the last musical you saw, Layla?
Probably the Disney one. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Damn.
The Lion King.
Oh, wow. Oh, that was good, though.
Yeah, The Lion King, probably.
Wow, the last one. Because
I have a kid, so I have to go do stuff. And Lion King, low key, I like The Lion King, too.
You like it?
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
I saw Bella. That was Jay-Z. They produced that by Bella Kuti.
Really?
Oh,
about
wow.
him, yeah, that was good.
What was like his life?
Yeah, about his life.
Oh wow.
What was the last play you saw or the Broadway show you saw?
Oh my god, you guys are gonna tease me so bad.
Oh what? What, my dear or some shit?
No, silly. No. Wicked.
Oh, that's dope.
What's that about?
It's about
I seen a commercial or whatever.
Wicked, it's about Dorothy, you know, the Yellow Brick Road and all that bullshit.
It's kind of like the black version,
I'm
right?
I'm loving it. No. It's basically the witches. Side of the story of what really happened.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That sounds cool.
So they make her out to be like this person who was bullied and misunderstood, basically, and that's how she turned evil and got Dorothy ass.
God damn.
Yeah.
What about the one in New York that everybody was talking about, Hamilton?
Yeah.
Did you ever see that one?
Oh, I saw Spider-Man too. That shit was whack.
Spider-Man.
Really?
It was
horrible.
Like, that
sounds
horrible.
A play? A musical?
Yeah,
that sounds whack.
Spider-Man.
But everybody was talking about Hamilton. They were Hamilton got rave reviews.
Yeah, I know some people
But they
that
said
went.
That Hamilton, is that it got really big after the main character called out
Trump.
Congressman.
Pence,
right?
Yeah, it was something. Like Pence. But it was big before that. I mean, it was still, but that just kind of took it to the next
Tariq,
level.
Tariq, I'm surprised you didn't go. That seemed like something you go to.
Yeah, but a lot of those plays be just so moist for me.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to see no nigga in tight fucking pants.
Shit. Wait, you know which one was really good? The best one, Color Purple with Fantasia.
Oh, that word. Sounds good.
I had
that
orchestra
sounds
she
good.
Shut it down. But the only thing I couldn't get with was if you read the book, they tried to put a spin that Seeley and the girlfriend.
Mister.
Seeley,
she's a singer.
Suge Avery.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They were trying to say that, you know, once she left Mr., that them two was in a relationship.
Well, that was
in
the
movie.
It's
in the movie, yeah.
It's in the movie.
No, it's in a book, too, but I was like,
Yes, that Alex Walker.
It's
Alex
in the
Walker,
but it
yeah.
was good, though. Yeah. Fantasia shuts it down.
I could see that. But, yeah, that whole thing about the lesbian thing.
I forgot that part.
Yeah, that's
right.
Alex Walker.
I didn't know it was in a movie, Tariq. I'm late.
Yeah, you late. Have you seen The Color Purple?
I watch it all the time. Yeah, I have the DVDs. Yeah. One of my favorites.
I didn't know it was lesbians back then.
I didn't know that they Alice were
put that,
together.
Alice Walker's an old bedwench who wrote that shit.
Oh, yeah. I know who Alice Walker. She made Belle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So Alice Walker, she's on that. She was on one of them early black feminists laying up with these white dudes and made Color Purple was one of those first very anti-black male movies. If you look at The Color Purple, the black men look fucked up in that whole movie.
Right. Yeah. I have to go back and watch it. I haven't seen it in
a long
time.
A good look at The Color Purple. The brothers look fucked up in that movie.
But now you say that, I can really see that.
Every brother in that movie is fucked up.
Yeah, I can see that.
I remember what's
his name. Getting his fucking ass beat.
Yeah, getting beat up. Mr. Molesting motherfuckers. It's just every black man is fucked up.
But Alice Walker, it's funny you say that about her because remember I told you how somebody took me to go see that guy that played in, he played Martin Luther King in Selma.
Yeah, the dude.
He played in.
Yeah, he's English. He's a British guy.
He's a British guy, but he's African. He's Nigerian.
Yeah, man, white wife, too.
I saw some film that he. Remember, I told you someone took me to go see a film that he did about the president over there in some African country and how he brought back this white hoe to marry her and divided the country, basically. And. Whatever, they fought to get their union together, but whatever. He was just talking about Alice Walker and how she really helped direct that movie for him and put him in that direction and give him that. I'm like, she made Belle and you married to a white woman, and I kept hearing that she was a bad wench too. And I'm thinking, I don't know if I want to watch her movies no more.
Yeah,
because I don't know any. I don't know any of these people.
Go check out Alice Walker's daughter was shitting on her. Her daughter was talking about how she wasn't shitting. Yeah, go look that up.
Yeah, he was saying that she make these movies like out of pocket.
Yeah,
really.
Like Belle. Belle is one of the movies I saw. Mm. I thought it was alright, but it was about a biracial slave who grew up rich
in the UK. Right. Yeah. Let's see who's on the phone. A lot of folks are calling. People are calling, and then right when I about
can we get some relationship questions?
Yeah, I want the ladies. Those. That's why I like the ladies to call. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, it's Metropic.
Damn. Oh, I knew this was Metropic.
Is that the one you were looking for? Yeah. Okay.
What's up, LaTropic?
Hi, LaTropic. I said I was missing you.
How does she always get through? Like you said, that's crazy.
I know. LaTropic always gets through.
Okay, LaTropic, can you please give us an update on your Ratchet Life? Are you focusing on you? Are you healing yourself?
Yes, I'm focusing on me. I just had a question about, do y'all think it's fine to still communicate with an ex, like if their child wants to communicate with you?
Wow, and you do be messing with old niggas with a gang of kids. And you gotta watch it. Sometimes niggas will use their kids to try to get back at you.
Really?
You dig?
No, she doesn't even like him. It's crazy.
Well, the kid don't even like him?
Girl, your life.
It's her situation to explain, but yeah, she's a teenager. She don't, they got problems.
So she don't like her dad?
Mm-hmm. Not like that, no.
But she's cool with you.
Yeah.
And she wants to kind of be friends with you.
Yeah, like to like hang out because I don't go over there.
I wouldn't be hanging out, especially you're a grown ass woman. Yeah. You don't need to be hanging out with no teenager like that anyway.
I agree with that.
Like, if they were little kids, they're like, LaTropic, you take me to the mall or ride take me to ride merry-go-round. You know, a little kid like that,
but
I can get
it. Hanging out, nah.
Yeah, with a teenager, you shouldn't be hanging out with no teenager.
Not
anyway.
Like all the time, just like, you know, just every once in a while. You don't think that's fine.
No, if they want to come over for Thanksgiving, she's still a kid, you know. Stuff like that. But just hanging around with no teenager, no, because you're like, 22, right?
No, I don't want to hang with her all the time. I just know she keeps saying she missed me. She just, you know, wants to talk to me about what's been going on, but I haven't had time to. I felt bad.
Right. You can talk to her because, you know, she might be having problems and, you know, her mom might be on some ratchet shit, so she might need another woman to talk to. So you can be on some like a mentor, but you got to get your shit together because your shit is.
I know. She mentoring.
I know.
Y'all wrong.
We got to
It's true.
We got to get your mind together, LaTropic.
I mean, I'm over him.
Are you really? What happened to the liquor store dude?
The Arab.
Did he try to kidnap you at all?
No.
I'm just checking.
I've never seen him since then. I mean, like he's like text me after that day, but no.
What are you doing?
I mean, you can use him to get some damn liquor for a party or some shit.
No, don't fuck with him.
She's
out there. I mean, LaTropic. I don't know. What city are you? You're in Philly or on Baltimore? Where are you, LaTropic? You're in Baltimore?
I thought she was in Baltimore.
Like near Philly.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, with the shit going on out there, with them kidnapping girls out there on the East Coast, no, don't mess with that dude. I don't trust none of these dudes. Stay away from them. Find you a, find you an African-American male who got some sense about himself and chill and kick it. You feel me?
Yeah, I just watched what you were talking about on Sunday,
Yes, ma'am.
They're kidnapping us.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's scary.
Thank you for the call, LaTropic.
It used to be a time they didn't kidnap black women. Now they're kidnapping us.
Yeah, because I want to know what the hell is going on. Mm-hmm. It's either some kind of sex trafficking or organ trafficking.
It's got to be sex trafficking.
You know why they're kidnapping us? Because nobody is going to look for us. They're like, okay, let's kidnap the people that they don't care about.
That too. Right. And, I've heard like people say like black women are like exotic. Like,
I mean, no, you got sex traffickers out there, and, you know, they want to go for the easy targets. And you got organ traffickers out there. That's some very real shit.
But see, that's why I'm always on the phone if I'm walking home by myself. Oh, I'll be strapped.
Yeah.
I have my little weapons on me.
Yeah, you know, we got
to
be careful.
And I'll be on the phone, too, to make sure.
Layla, what's going on in the news?
Okay, you know what I'm saying about you? Your girl Tamar.
I'm sick of her.
Tamar Shins, where you at? No, I'm just kidding. You know, Tamar Shins. You know who used to, she used to be really good friends with Tiny. Everybody knows that. I'm sure you heard about that. So, tell me if she has a right to be mad or not. Okay? Give me your opinion on this. She got mad at Tiny because you know how they have guests on The Real now?
Yeah.
They have guest hosts. You know, they never replaced Tamar. They just have celebrity guests. So Monica was on there. Lil Wayne girl was on there. And Tiny was going on like on her Twitter and her Instagram promoting that they were going to be on The Real. Well, Tamar got mad.
Oh, wow.
At that.
She feel like, you, my friend, you shouldn't be going
promoting
on there.
Promoting the show?
Right. Because they're best friends.
Oh, wow.
They're best friends.
And
everybody
then I saw that Tiny's mom said something to her.
Tiny's mom said it.
Why don't you be a goddaughter to Tiny's daughter?
Yeah, because Tamar is the godmother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's the godmother. They're like best friends. Yeah.
Tamar be beefing with a whole lot of people, man.
But does she have a right to get mad?
I don't.
And also, I heard something about, speaking of Monica, Tamar was saying something slick about Monica being on the R. Kelly tour or some shit like that. So there's a lot of people beefing with Tamar for some reason.
She might be bitter a little bit because her career, and I don't get me wrong, I love me some Tamar.
Really?
I'm going to be a low-key Tamar. Like, I like her.
Yeah, I like Tamar,
but
too.
But sometimes, it's even with her sisters, sometimes she's just not right. Like, sometimes she's wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even her own sister said, but I think she's a good person, but I think, you know, she just, you can't get mad at somebody's work. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's when you draw the line. If somebody working, you can't say, don't promote my friend. They working. Right, this is not business. This is business.
I agree.
It's business.
What's going on with, speaking of Tiny, what's happening with her and T.I. and this other side chick?
Bernice Brito.
What's that? I saw Bernice trending. And who is she? What's this whole deal
I'm
about?
I'm going to show you what she looks like.
I know what she looks like.
She went on Instagram and she cleared the air and just, because
she
been quiet.
Yeah.
She been real, real quiet. And the Tiny was calling her a pass around hoe.
Yeah.
That's when she broke her silence. She went on Instagram, was like, pass around hoe. I ain't never been a pass around hoe. At first, I thought she was a little.
Did she say that? I saw the video, but she ain't seem
that
aggressive.
Yeah, no, she did. She was like, pass around. No, she was kind of aggressive. Honestly, you was talking about at first, I thought she was a little.
Stuttish?
Yeah.
What video you saw?
Okay, let me show you. It's a video on the Shade Room.
That's what I'm saying. The one I saw when she was leaving the gym?
She was leaving the gym. She looked
she
like.
She didn't sound like
yes,
that,
she
Layla.
Did.
No, she no, did.
Go ahead, Tariq.
I'm going to look it
she
up.
Got it right
she got two videos on there. One, she was like, holds up, pass around, ho. I ain't never been no pass. And she has like a little New York accent. I thought she was kind of a dude until I seen her open her little thing. And I was like, oh, she has a cute little body.
I thought, right here.
Okay, it's another one. Okay.
Let me see if this is it. Hold on.
Look.
I hate these bait videos. Hold on.
This is it right here.
There's
it.
Two.
That's on Shade Room?
Okay. Yeah, on the Shade Room.
Yeah, it is two. Yeah,
I hate
it's
these
two.
Okay, so look at the one
this
where she's
one.
Like, I'm tired. Yeah, that
this
one.
Hold
that
on, hold on, hold on.
But she look a little studdish, Tariq.
She do?
Tariq, I didn't change
name.
Hold on.
Rebel's my wife.
Hold on, what the hell is this shit? Okay, hold on, I want to get it on the show. Hold on, what is this shit?
Got some shit talking in the background.
You got to get rid of that. You got to get a commercial, Tariq.
What the fuck is this shit?
Promises we make to one another to live on that road.
Hold on, let me get these commercials on.
Rebel is still the love of my life.
How did I get this shit
two
off of here?
Two pictures on Instagram.
Shade Room, y'all need to get these fucking commercials off your site.
Like at one time?
Yeah, you know how people can swipe left now?
Rebel. I haven't done it yet. I haven't done it yet. It just started happening. I haven't done it.
What's up, roommates? It's your boy.
I'm gonna try it.
Okay, they got too much. They got shit planned. I don't know.
We got all kind of stuff going on up here, y'all.
Okay.
Tariq gonna find it though.
Tariq, okay.
Y'all be the judge.
Yeah, she likes to.
I don't know. I just feel like that.
I don't know Rebel.
Hold on. I hate when.
Why are side hoes talking out? Normally, side hoes are quiet.
Why we got side hoes? Period.
That's true. That's the dude's fault.
Turn that off. Shit.
Tariq.
Okay, let me see if I can find it on Shade. Now, we're on the Shade Room now, because I want to play the clip of her.
Okay, scroll down. There's two. She's leaving the gym.
No,
okay.
This is... No, he on the website, girl.
I'm on the website.
Oh, you need
Instagram. You need to go on Instagram.
You
got
to be on Instagram.
Instagram, Shade Room.
See,
that's why
know.
You couldn't find it. Okay, I got you. Okay.
So sorry you can't play it on the show, but I got it on my phone, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said she did address that pass around bitch comment. I didn't feel like she sounded like that.
Look, she... Okay, let me see.
Oh yeah, she sounds. That's just that New York. A lot of those New York girls kind of.
Look how she look when you first see her. A little dude-ish, right? Just a little.
Yeah, she just came from
pretty.
The gym.
Yeah. She's pretty though.
But there's a lot of New York girls. You know, they have that rough sound, but they be straight.
Yeah,
that's a New York girl thing. Because I've been with New York girls before. Even when you're having sex with them, they be like, "Yo, this some mad good pushing, ain't it, son?" Like, what?
You lying?
They be saying shit like that. It's like, yo.
Stop it, Tariq.
Tariq, you're such a liar.
You giving me mad dick, yo.
You're lying.
Yo.
When I lived in New York, I was a little confused, though. Like, it'd be some girls that be so pretty, and then they act like dudes, but they literally like guys. So I'm like, I was confused.
They do that.
And I'm like, how could a guy be with, like, a dude? Like, I'm from L.A., so, like, we're super girly out here.
Yeah, those women, so we're super girly.
So it's like, you know.
They be rough. They be cute as fuck, but rough. It's like, yo, you gonna buy a bitch flowers, son? Okay. Kind of rough.
Girl, can we talk about the Trey Songz and August Alsina?
I didn't know that.
These niggas are beefing.
No, I didn't hear about that, girl. Well, they're having a baby hair battle.
What are they gonna do?
What these niggas battling?
How they battling? What they beefing over?
No, I didn't hear about that one.
So you know, Trey Songz went on a Breakfast Club, and you know, Charlamagne was talking to him about the Nicki and what's the other girl beef? Remy Ma.
Oh yeah.
Remy Ma beef, and how, you know, Remy Ma threw his name out there or whatever. So he was commenting on that, and he basically just said, you know, everybody getting real wild with it. You know, August came at me kind of crazy before. You know, I'm used to people coming at me crazy type thing.
Yeah.
And he dropped August's name and was like, yeah, he came at me crazy one time, but you know, it's whatever. Da 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 da. August went on Instagram, was like, you bitch nigga, you better keep my name out your mouth. Like, you know, and then Trey Songz.
August ain't nobody to fuck with, by the way.
And he was like, I thought he was gay.
No, August ain't gay. No, not at all.
Well, why he be wearing girl stuff?
Man, that nigga's from New Orleans. That's what motherfuckers do.
So they wear girl stuff out there?
Yeah, they do. You look at Young Thug from New Orleans or Atlanta?
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah, but niggas.
Hell
no,
because Young Thug be goddamn wearing dresses and
shit. Young Thug is a little bit.
He be wearing dresses. Yeah. All right. Ain't no mistaking.
So, August was talking shit about Trey.
So, Trey was talking. All he said was, you know, August got a little greasy with me and I had, you know, we had words, but it's done, basically. He was just making a point that his name is always being bounced around with people, and he made an example of that with August. And August went on Instagram, was like, you bitch ass nigga, you better keep my name out your mouth and before I whoop your ass for real, ain't nobody scared of you.
Why did Trey do that, though? He's bringing light to the haters.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Because actually, I kind of forgot about August a little bit. I ain't going to lie. I forgot just a little bit.
And then Trey Songz. So they was basically going back and forth with memes on social media. So Trey Songz.
A meme battle.
So Trey Songz posted a meme of him like smiling, being happy, laughing, and he wrote, "I'm never worried." Basically, that's the best you could do. And then he also elaborated and said, "You know, I don't gotta prove nothing. I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover. I know I got hands, but it's not gonna prove anything.
I ain't taking no R&B beef." shit.
You know, R&B.
It ain't even interesting.
I know. I'm like a real moist fucking dude.
Here's an interview right here.
This nigga's going to have a tickle fight.
A tickle fuck fight. Yeah.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hey. I'm sorry. I got in?
Yes, you got in. Who is this?
It's Cheyenne from Atlanta.
Cheyenne from Atlanta. How are you, dear?
What I wanted to ask was, okay, I'm in high school. Okay. And I have one of my friends. She's, like, obsessed with white people. Like, every conversation with her is, like, her talking about she want to find a white man and she going to get married to one. Which, like, that's okay. But the problem I have with her is, like, she's actually going to transfer schools this fall to go to, like, a whiter school. And the school that she chose, actually, like, 2 weeks ago, they had an incident where this dude was, like, running down the hallway and making message boards about a black genocide and stuff.
Yeah. Mm. And she's going to feel right at home. She's going to love it because your friend is a bedwin. Yeah. Your friend is a bedwin.
So, like, I don't know whether I should, like, I talked to her about it. She was like, well, it can't be like that. How do you know it's going to be like that? And I'm trying to tell her, like, should I just let her see for herself or...
Sweetie,
should I, like, I don't know what to do.
Sweetie, your friend is a bedwinch. She's a bedwinch. She's already made up her mind. She's a little Negro bedwinch. She can't wait to get her a white man. That's she's grown up in a hood rat household, and somebody's trained her. If you're that young, ready to be a damn bedwinch, you've been trained. So she's already ready. So it's a little bit too late for her. You shouldn't even be hanging around her. You need to get around people who are what they call woke and people who are going to start doing some things to challenge the system of white supremacy, not hang around people who want to collaborate with it. You need to drop her as a friend ASAP. That is not your friend.
Joey.
Women like that will turn
she
on you.
She's going to tell on you on the
minute,
girl.
Yes, the minute she get around them white people,
she's going to start telling.
She's going to turn into Stacey Dash, Sage Steele. All the what about black on black crime. Her eyes going to start bucking. Her little weave is going to get a little crunchier.
Oh my crunchier. God.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That comes with being a bed wench. Oh, crunchy weaves. They do not. You never see a bed wench with a good weave.
I know. The press go bad.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They be getting their hair done at Fantastic Sam. See what, baby?
She confuses me, like, because she's actually, like, she's smart, like, in books because she's, like, in AP classes and everything. But just, like, real life stuff, she just acts dumb. And, like, I don't know. It's just confusing.
Yeah, you got to charge her to the game, sweetie. You got to let her go. Now, how old are you? Well, you're, like, 17, 18?
I'm 16.
You're 16. So you're younger. Now, how old is she?
She's 16, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's time to charge her to the game. You're 1 year younger than my daughter. So, you know, I tell my daughter, don't have no bedwinch friends. You know, you're,
no, you don't.
You know, you're, right. The people you hang around.
Say,
the people
you do not say that.
The hell I don't. The shit. The hell
oh
I don't.
Oh, my God.
The hell I don't. You dig? Because we got to
just one more thing before I hang up.
Go ahead, beloved.
I just want to let you know, last semester, our teacher actually showed us Hidden Colors in class.
Oh, cool.
Like, and it would be, like, part of the lesson because that's, like, because, like, he was basically, like, after Trump won, he was just, I don't want to teach anymore, and I'm going to just let y'all see this.
He said,
so,
fuck
like, it.
Went,
like that.
He went rogue on the ass. I love it. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. We
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, dear. You be good and leave your bedwinch friend alone, all right?
Okay.
All right, dear. Thank you.
You are silly.
Nice young gal calling in. She's trying to get some answers. That's good.
You really tell that to your daughter?
Hell yeah, I tell my daughter. Don't be no damn bedwinch.
Wait, she's 16?
My daughter's 17.
17. Now. Oh, okay.
So you wouldn't let her hang out with somebody that dates white people?
Something and like exclusively. If you got somebody who's just dating white people exclusively or Asians exclusively, that's bedwinch shit. If you just kind of met somebody and y'all cool, that's one thing.
So she can't bring home no white dude at all.
I don't say that.
Right,
no,
right, right.
No, because the thing is, you got to be very careful about that. Because if you start denying people certain things, they'll do it. That makes a
that's
an insatiable appetite
so
for it. That's why I tell dudes.
Is she attracted to white men?
Not really. No, she like, you know, I like Chris Brown. I like such
ooh,
and
me
such,
too,
you
girl.
Know. Yeah, you know, you know. So she likes the all the black boys and all that stuff. And then they be choosing on my daughter heavy, you know. She's a tall, beautiful gal, so I have to really get in her ass about
you
that.
Said you said gal.
Yeah.
Like she on a damn plantation. Oh, wow.
My house is plantation.
Come here, gal.
You did? That's why it's funny when I see people let their kids walk around. I didn't let my daughter start walking around by herself till she was like 14, 15.
What you mean?
Like, when I see kids walking home from school, I didn't let my daughter walk home from school.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, I never let that happen until recently.
No, yeah. I just want to know what's going on with the youngins that's your daughter age and younger. Why they look so grown?
man.
The food.
No,
the food.
No, no. Hormones. Yeah. I had hormones, did yeah. this event for a friend, and the guy, it was an event planner, and it was his company, and his daughter was helping. She said she was 16, but she had on the tightest dress. Her ass was damn near hanging out. She had lashes on,
watching
makeup
the Kardashians,
on,
girl.
And weave. And I'm sitting here like, yeah. When I was that age, my mama snatched my fucking yeah. ass up something quick. Where the hell you going looking yeah. like that? And my mom would take me to school every day, so she would always look like, what the hell you got on today? Yeah. We ain't going to do this.
I used to change my clothes.
Go
to school,
change.
Yeah, yeah, y'all be doing that.
I used to put my clothes in my backpack.
Shit.
Exactly.
And y'all then have my half top on. I swear, I be wearing my half top at school.
Exactly. Girl. I know what y'all be doing. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq, what's going on, man?
Hey, who is this?
Tariq, listen. Nigga. What I called before, I was Jay from the Bay.
Jay from the Bay. What's up, Jay?
All right. Now, remember when I called you before and you had an attitude? You just started acting crazy and said that I was trolling.
What'd you do? I don't remember, but what happened? I don't remember, brother.
I was talking to you and I said, what do you think about PS4 and all that type of stuff? And you just hung up. And then you called me back and started acting crazy. I don't remember what happened.
I forgot what happened, nigga. That's how insignificant the shit you did was. I don't remember.
He coming to confront you.
I know. He's coming to confront me and with all types of... He's at his job at a damn warehouse. This nigga work at a dildo warehouse. He got a forklift full of dicks. He's driving... No. You drive dicks around a warehouse, nigga. And I hear the... The beeps in the forklift in the back, nigga. And you be on your break. You taste test the fucking dildos, you bitch ass nigga.
Please stop.
Listen to me. The dildo supervisor's gonna come and make you go back to work, nigga. Get off my fucking phone. No, nigga. Get off my phone. Try to ask me about some shit I don't give a shit about.
You are
with beeping in
the
back.
No, I remember when you did that, but I don't remember like what made you do it.
Damn, I missed it.
I don't remember either. I don't give a
fuck. You call him back?
I call him back?
You did, but he didn't answer, and you did the little thing. Man,
was he playing on the phone or something? Because I only do that when niggas
play on
the phone.
That's what I'm saying. I don't remember what made you do it, but damn. I do remember you called back and left that voicemail.
That nigga, he's been mad ever since. Planning his revenge.
Right.
I'm going to get through one day. I'm going to keep on calling on my lunch break. Hold on, boss. I'll get the dildos back on the shelf later.
Oh,
this is way more important than my job.
Oh, my God.
Revenge is so sweet.
He said, I will. And why you block me?
That nigga voice. He sound like he's about 5'2".
Sad.
Little old nigga.
You should have never did that.
I don't remember this little dildo driving nigga. I don't remember this.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
That's
I don't remember.
Dildo driving. That's a good one.
You remember me.
That's
you
a
remember
good
me.
One. Tariq, I'm going to have to use that one. My dildo God. Driving nigga. I never this heard that one. That's horrible. That's what you hate. It's like, no.
This dude. Anyway, Tariq, y'all, we got to get out of here. What you, Sarah? What you got up for this weekend? What you going to do? What you got up for?
Tariq.
It's a secret, really, but I'm
it ain't
working.
No damn secret. What's
I'm
up,
working
there?
On a really big project, and I really can't talk about it. But
there you go.
Guys, that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram.
What's your Instagram?
The Sarah Nicole.
Miss Layla, what do you have going on this
weekend? Well, first of all, really quickly, I tried to get Sarah to go out with me.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
To a mansion party.
I couldn't.
Oh, damn. A mansion party.
It went
party.
Down.
I couldn't.
No, I know she couldn't. She begged me to like, oh, Layla, where are we going to go? Oh, God. Where are we going? Oh, Layla. So finally I call her and she's like, no.
Girl, I had to
call you out, girl. I'm sorry.
Because you know why.
No, I know why. I'm just messing with her. It was not something really important.
There
so
you go.
No,
she knows
something.
Why.
No, I know why. But we're going to go out for your birthday, and we're going to...
Tariq.
When is your birthday again? Because I'm going to be
ninth,
here.
The 9th, but you said... I heard you say you're going to be filming on the 8th, but I don't want you to be tired.
Right.
I want you to be dapper.
Where's the birthday party going to be? Where the event? What is it going to be?
It's just dinner. It's at the Nice Guy.
Oh, yeah.
The night. Where is that?
It's in Beverly Hills. Like Beverly Hills, West Hollywood. Right across. It's not too far from the Beverly Center.
Okay.
On La Cienega. Mm-hmm. Nice yeah.
Who you
cool.
bring? You bringing a date?
Maybe.
I want to meet your damn date.
Why?
I want to go up there and see what's up.
No.
I want to see what's going
you
on.
You got to bring a dude.
Speaking of, look, one more thing, guys.
Yes.
Guess who reached out to me?
Who?
Guess, Tariq. Guess.
Chris.
No.
Okay,
the guy from Chicago.
No.
Okay.
Cool. Who the fuck else?
Sterling.
Which one is that? Who is that?
Sterling. He called out, remember?
I can't remember. I can't remember.
He asked you for your Instagram or something, right?
Sterling.
Which one is that? Shit, somebody that you said it like, I know Sterling. The name, but I forgot what who he was.
And remember back in D.C., he was trying to come up here.
Right. Then right, y'all, so. Yeah, he was on some funny style shit for a minute. Yeah. So what's the deal?
He reached out to me on Facebook and was like, I really hope that you will unblock my number one day.
Oh, wow.
Hilarious.
Block the man. You done blocked the man.
Child, I didn't even reply.
Wow. Aww. Wow.
Yo, you got all these dudes that back home are reaching out to me, like this other dude that I swear to God, no matter how much I'm mean to this person, like I have been so mean because I'm not interested in them. Right. So I'm just like, what do I have to do other than kick you in the balls?
Mm, wow. Mm.
He's still like,
guys like
out.
That. They like the challenge.
And niggas I'm like, look, I don't abuse. Like you. I don't like him though. What, like, I don't understand.
Guys
what you don't
think
get
they can, like, make you like them. She gonna like me.
Yo, exactly. But yeah, I've been knowing this person since I was 18. That's how long this shit has been going on.
You think it's gonna change?
You think he's gonna wear you down? Layla, what is your Instagram, dear?
My Instagram is Miss Layla Lopez, which is MSLAILA Lopez.
Yeah, and people found some more of your pictures.
Yeah, I had to tell somebody to take that shit down.
Somebody hit her up on Facebook and put the pictures on her Facebook.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was one of my followers on Facebook.
And she's like, take it down.
And I said, well, they were really nice about it. They support us in the show.
Yeah.
And I was like, you need to take these down. Like, that's inappropriate. Like,
too much.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
And they took it down. They sent me a message.
This guy was like DMing me on my Instagram, and he was like, what? Send me the link to your photo shoot of Jamaica. I was like, what the hell?
Why did you tell people the name
of
the magazine?
You know why? Because it was so old. Like, if it was recent, I think I would have cared more. And I think, like, the older I get, the less I just don't care anymore.
Exactly.
I don't know what it is. It's like, you know, if it was new, I'd probably care. But, like, you know what? I don't even look like that no more. So.
Yes, the hell
I, like,
you do.
I, like, lost 20 pounds.
Oh, man.
You do look like that still.
Well, thank
you, just
bro.
Not as brown. Like, you were a little, like,
well, in chocolate. Summertime, I will be, though.
Okay.
And even with the makeup, I wear darker makeup. So, like, actually,
I can't wait to start wearing my darker makeup.
And I get real bronzy in the summer, so.
I love being bronzy, yo. It's, like, the best.
Yeah, I love it. Buddy, I feel tropical.
I got bronze on the film shoot. Man.
I was going to say, you look a little darker.
Yes, I am. I'm on that film.
I'm
sitting in that
sun.
Why you ain't putting no bronzer on?
Fuck that.
Or a tint moisturizer.
I ain't about to sit up and move.
Wait, were you in the movie, too? Or you just...
No, I was just directing and producing.
Oh, okay,
yeah. So I was out there all damn day.
I thought you was doing Tyler Perry, like,
I didn't come up there in a dress. Massa, don't beat me, Massa. No.
Wait, Tariq.
I'm going to be in it, though. I'm doing some of the narration and all that later.
Oh, you know what, Tariq? I think I'm gonna come up to the set on the 8th.
I'm not gonna be in it,
but I'm just gonna come.
No, please come with me. I wanna go eat and stuff. No, I'm coming for real.
Wait, you having some more grill freshie?
Yeah, we having grill freshie back up there.
I'm coming.
Oh,
okay. What time?
Can I get seconds?
No, because they be charging us. Motherfuckers be trying to double back and eat more food. Hell no, let me try grill freshie.
Now, how much is it?
Man, we had to pay like $600 extra because all these.
But Lena was on their ass.
Yeah,
Lena was like,
ass.
Make sure they don't get seconds.
Man, because I done paid thousands of dollars for the catering. There's people eating I don't even know.
Oh,
this motherfucker ain't in the movie. Who the fuck are you playing? I'm Batman. Ain't no Batman in this fucking movie. Who are you?
I can get seconds, though.
Lord, no.
I'm going to get some bread pudding because I heard that shit
was
good.
Bread pudding
I didn't even know they had that.
Oh, damn. You didn't get...
I didn't know they had it.
I'm coming to eat, Tariq. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Today.
Y'all definitely come up to the set.
I'm coming
for
support. You bringing your son?
Probably not. Since you told me ahead of time, I have enough time to figure out that. Yeah.
No doubt. All right, let's get up out of here, y'all. We got to roll. Ladies and gentlemen. So, y'all go to their Instagram. Check them out. Y'all